Right, open up and follow along. Lab homework number 3. All right, this is the homework that you have to do. So let's see what you have to do in this homework. And what you're going to do is create your very own first web page. And as you'll see, it's really an extension of the demos that I've given you. Right? You know, students often ask, where do I start from? You start by looking at the demos. Make sure you understand the demos. Make sure you can download them, save them, and display them in a browser. Start there. And then you'll notice, hey, all I have to do is tweak those demos a little bit and I can do the homework. Because follow along. Look what the homework says. Use HTML to create your own homepage. You have to use HTML. You have to type the document in something like Notepad. You must use HTML tags to create your page. You may not use FrontPage or Dreamweaver or any such program to create your page. You cannot use an HTML generator. There are programs built into many word processors like WordPerfect and many others where you can just create anything in WordPerfect or many others and then publish to HTML. Hey, there's my document. Done. There it is. I'll hand it in. It's perfect. It's a zero. Because you're here to learn how to write an HTML page yourself, not to use an HTML generator. And yes, I can tell. I can tell. The students are shocked. I send them back. This came out of a generator. What do you mean? How do you know? I can tell. You have to create your own web page using something like Notepad, a text file. It's not hard. You have the demos. Don't you dare use a generator or it's a zero. It's not hard. You saw it. We did it. It's not hard. You are pretty much free to do as you wish in designing your home page, but you have to include the following 7 items. Make sure what you create is the 7 items. Ready? You have to have a title and a heading. Boy, I wonder how to do that. Pretty easy, right? You should know how to do that. Your name. You have to somewhere in the document, your name should appear. You know, John Doe's first page. Don't you dare send me as your name on the subject line, John Doe. All right, I use that as a demo, as a sample. It's not a joke when you send me that. It's a zero. All right? Every semester somebody does it. I send them back. Don't do it. You know, put your own name on the subject line. All right. One paragraph about anything you want. Write about the weather, write about Central Park, I don't care. One paragraph. A paragraph. That means like more than one sentence, you know, like at least like 3, 4, 5 sentences. A paragraph. Anything you want. Some words in bold, aside from the heading. In other words, use the B tag, right? Some words in italics, whatever you want. An ordered list of at least 3 items. And an unordered list of at least 3 items. That's what the page has to contain. Is that difficult? No. You know where to get started? Yes. Okay. If you really, those demos, I'm not even, you know, have those demos done most of the work for you? Think about it. But understand what you're doing. And you have to just make sure you meet the criteria of this problem. What do you have to submit? All right, notice in here it says 1 of 2 choices. You don't have 2 choices. You only have 1 choice, right? You got to send me an attached file. All right, you email the HTML file. Remember, you're creating a file and saving it, and you can call it my HW3 or whatever your name is, you know, John Doe's HW.html. Remember, it's one word, whatever it is, my file, my HW3.html. And the extension is either HTML or HTM. Both of those are acceptable. Nothing else. Don't send me .txt. Don't send me .doc or anything else. The only thing that works in a browser is .html or .htm. That's it. That's the only thing that a browser understands. And please, please, before you send me your homework, make sure it works. Try it out in your browser. All too often, people say, hey, here it is, here's the homework, and it doesn't display. What do you mean it doesn't display? You didn't try it. It has to work. So please, you have to test it in your browser. You bring it into your browser, display it. We saw how to do that. After it works, you send me the HTML file. Any questions? That's what you have to do for homework number 3. That's it. Any questions? Question. Well, any email you send me, please, on the subject line, there are four things that are required on the subject line. The name of the course, CC3.12, your section, whether it's NET1A, NET1B, or T3 for this one. Okay? Your name, John Doe. You please put in your own name. And the fourth thing required is the subject, HW3. Question about this. So there are four things on every subject line. When you send the email, four things are required. CC 3.12, the section that you're enrolled in, because I have three sections, and then your name, nothing on the page, just the email that you send me. And I send, and every time I send you an email, I write on the bottom of it, please remember to include these items. And at the beginning of the semester, I look for it. Later on, I just filter it. It goes in the garbage. You don't put it there, it's garbage. I have a lot of email coming in, different sections, it has to be sorted. And if it's missing these four items, it's garbage. Beginning of the semester, I look, but I send it back to you if it doesn't have it. But by the third week, you should know. CC 3.12, your name of your section, your name, and the subject. That's not hard. It's good for you, it's good for me. And don't send me your homework on a return email to what I send you, and I send you like an outline of what the homework is. I have some students that just hit a return and attach their homework and have all the garbage that I sent them. That's not proper. You see, I stand on certain little things here, right? Some people have gotten back some answers from me about certain things they wrote that I didn't think were proper to. Do it the right way. You're submitting something. What would you do in industry? What would you do? Would you just say, here's the homework? Think. Get into the habit of doing it the right way. Make a nice presentation. All right? When you make the right presentation, then half the job is done. Any questions? All right. That concludes the intro to homework number 3.